On a map, Chechnya is dwarfed by Russia, politically and militarily as well. Chechnya is a Russian republic, and since the end of the Cold War, Russia has waged two wars there to put down separatist movements. Right now, a Kremlin-backed governor rules Chechnya, and with an iron fist. We're talking about it today because a court there has sentenced Chechen human rights activist Oyub Titiyev to 4 years in a penal colony for possessing, get this, a bag of weed. Rachel Denber is based in Moscow with Human Rights Watch. She's deputy director of the Europe and Central Asia Division. Let's start with a man, Oyub Titiyev. Who is he and why does he matter?
Oyub Titiyev has been working on human rights since 2001, and he's been trying to get to the bottom of things like forced disappearances, torture, secret detention, secret executions against people by the local authorities. And he was kind of like the last man standing.
Right. And Titiyev does this work in Chechnya. What is the political backdrop in Chechnya for the work he's been up to?
For the past 10 years, the governor of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, has had pretty much a free rein to silence dissent, to silence any kind of nonconformism, to silence any kind of criticism of his rule. And the deeper backdrop is that he became governor after two brutal wars that took place in Chechnya in the 90s.
So Titiyev has been sentenced now to 4 years in a penal colony for possession of marijuana. You were in Chechnya for the closing arguments of his trial. What was the evidence against him?
The evidence against him included some tainted, very tainted evidence involving a bag of marijuana that police very clearly, obviously planted in his car.
Why was it evident that they had done that?
Because the evidence was tampered with. It was clear that the bag had been tampered with between the time it was magically found in his car and the time that it arrived for forensic analysis. One of the bags it was in was missing. Scotch tape magically appeared on it and magically had his hair underneath it. It's obvious also because all the cameras, the security cameras at and on the territory of and in the vicinity of the police station were magically disabled between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. on the day that he was arrested. And that's actually a key time because of the defense theory of the case, which would have been supported, you know, if there had been surveillance tapes. But magically, they all went missing.
Yeah, in terms of judicial process, there were some questionable things in the trial.
Yes. I think the most questionable thing in the trial was that the judge dismissed just about every single defense motion that questioned the validity of the state's evidence against him and dismissed every defense, almost every defense motion that would have shown why Titiyev is innocent.
Did Titiyev have a lawyer who was genuinely able to represent him?
The team of lawyers that Titiyev had in court was a terrific team of lawyers. Now, the problem is that in the first 7 hours after his arrest, he had no access to a lawyer because he was being kept at the police station secretly. The police denied that he was at the police station. Even when a lawyer showed up to defend him, the police told him to go away and that Oyub Titiyev was not there.
Rachel, a lot of Western governments have been watching Titiyev's case. Why is it so important?
Titiyev's case is extremely important because this is someone who's been doing human rights work for 17 years. It's also very important because Memorial, the organization he worked for, that was the last organization that could still operate inside Chechnya. And Titiyev was the last person who could, within Chechnya, still work on these sensitive cases involving, say, secret detention, torture, and things like that.
Where is Titiyev going to serve out his sentence? And is there any chance he'll be released before his four-year sentence has been served?
Titiyev will serve his sentence in something that's called a penal settlement colony, which is something lighter than a minimum security facility. So there are no prison cells, you're not behind bars, you're confined within a certain territory, and he can go home 2 days per month. So it's a fairly mild custodial situation. He will be eligible for parole in about a month because you can start requesting parole after one-third of your term is already served. He was sentenced to 4 years, but he's been behind bars already for 14 months in pretrial custody.
Rachel Denber in Moscow with Human Rights Watch. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.